Time to go into the vault with Jeff Allen on The Point 94.1.
Hey, it's Jeff Allen. Welcome back. Time to go back into the vault, this time going way back into the vault, all the way back to 2005, a conversation I had with Stephen Piercy of Rat and Janie Lane of Warrant. Of course, Janie Lane, who is no longer with us, so this is a very special trip into the vault. We were talking in 2005 about a then-current release, a VH1 special collaboration with a whole bunch of 80s acts on it. They were a part of this. And during this chat, they'll kind of crack on Don Dokken a little bit. They'll talk about some other things, you know, kind of the brotherhood of the 80s rock and roll scene. So enjoy this trip into the vault, going back to 2005, speaking with Stephen Piercy and Janie Lane.
Hey,
Who am I speaking with?
You got Stephen Piercy, the Rat Bastard here.
And Janie Lane, the cherry pie guy.
Both of you.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky to have you both on the line. I got a question for Steven to kick this all off.
Yeah.
Before we get into the VH1 Metal Mania strip, I've been reading a lot of press lately about rumors of a Rat reunion. I want to hear it from you. What's the deal on that?
No.
Yes, no, no way in hell? What's going to...
No, it was no way in hell. Now it's just no.
Okay.
So I don't, you know, and then there's I don't know. But I do know one thing. I am not singing in that band when they're on the road, and we're getting ready to start this tour right now, and we're looking real forward to it.
Good. That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah, sir.
Okay. What about you, Janie? Any chance you might get back with those other guys?
It sure doesn't look like it. I mean, you know what? The last thing in the world I want to do is say there's no way, you know, even if hell does freeze over. But, you know, then if I do, then I look like a schmuck.
Yeah.
So, you know, but right now, there's not enough tea in China.
Okay, well, you know, I just got to say from my viewpoint, both of you are better off now where you're at than being out there with an imitation.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's a good thing, especially when they don't know it's you out there, you know.
Right.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, let them go out there and try to sell, you know, what they perceive as something, and let them try to fool the crowd and the fans, and you guys just go ahead and be successful with what you're doing now. That's what
I
say.
The interesting thing is, you know, guys like Janie and myself, not tooting a horn, but, you know, we're writer guys. We write songs. We wrote those songs. It wasn't like we were just these puppet singer characters, you know. So,
right.
We take it a little bit more personally, you know, and you know, as Janie, I think he would be the same way as me. We move ahead. We're the kind of people we write. We move ahead. You know, there's nothing that's going to, like, deter us. Oh, I'm not in my band. Okay, well, what do I do? Just stop and crawl in a hole?
Yeah, absolutely.
We keep writing and we keep moving, you know.
I got you.
It doesn't do any good to stand outside of their house kicking the dirt, you know, like, shucks. You're not letting me come out with you, you know.
Well, you know, Janie, I thought about you yesterday afternoon, too. Our afternoon guy does a thing called the Lost Classic of the Day, like right before 5 o'clock.
Right.
And where he plays something that hadn't been on the radio in a long time. And yesterday's Lost Classic was from Nelson.
Mm. Right on.
And I thought about you, thinking,
how'd you get Nelson out of what?
Well, you know, that was a pair of, identical twins, kind of like the Milli Vanilli guys.
Stephen and I both just played with Matthew Nelson.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I thought of Nelson because the Milli Vanilli thing, you know, you got two guys with long hair that kind of look like each other, and I remember Milli Vanilli kept you out of the top spot way back when Cherry Pie came out.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, I think we should get they kept us out of number one for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Out of Billboard's number one, so I think we should get number one in Billboard.
I think you should. I think they should just kind of revoke that and give it back to you. You earned it. And they did.
In my mind, I've always been number one. I'm joking. See?
So let's talk about...
No, actually, you know, I was just happy we got the number two, man.
So you guys actually got to play with Matthew.
Hey, I'm happy I get to take the number two.
Yeah, we just played with him. We did kind of a kickoff show in Northridge, California for this tour, and Matthew came out and played with us. He was on, I believe the Nelsons were on the first one, Metal Mania 1.
I believe they were.
Yeah.
So who all is on this tour? I've been hearing this tour, the tour kicking off. Who all is on it exactly?
It's Steven.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Myself. And
Don Dokken.
Dan Dokken.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a typo today on our sheet, so he's forever Dan Dokken.
Forever, whether he likes it or not. So Kip Winger.
Yeah, Kip Winger and Firehouse. Okay. Kip Winger's coming out with Red Beach, which should be really interesting.
Yeah, those two together, that'll be a great reunion there.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun. We'll try to make it as non-acoustic as possible and still keep it acoustic.
Okay.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Now we're back. Time to go back into the vault, talking with Stephen Piercy of Ratt, Janie Lane of Warrant, back in 2005 about a new CD project they were involved with.
So a lot of the bands that were on that first Metal Mania Stripped CD.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Okay, what about the new one coming?
The second one, too.
What all is on the new one? I haven't got it in my hands yet, so.
Go ahead and read it. Here, I got one. Well, it's Scorpions Rock You Like a Hurricane, which I saw that version, and it's really cool. I saw it and heard it the other night at the release party. Whitesnake, Here I Go Again. Night Ranger, Don't Tell Me You Love Me. Talk Dirty to Me, Poison. Shake Me, Cinderella. Me with Cherry Pie. Steven with Round and Round. Tesla's got a song on here, Heaven's Trail. I mean, okay. Just great stuff,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, some other stuff that you might not expect. Nelson is on here, Love and Affection.
All right. That's the one we played yesterday.
So there you go.
All
you know,
right.
Great White's on here, Once Bitten, Twice Shy. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So a lot of the stuff that was on the original Metal Mania CD that came out, Metal Mania
Rock
CD.
It's a lot of the acts that were on the original Metal Mania CD, but this one is the anthems. This is all songs. The reason I was excited about this, and Stephen and I both been talking about it, is these are not, you know, everybody does their ballads acoustic.
Right.
But these are not the ballads. These are the rock songs. So everybody was kind of given, you know, the task of, okay, we know you created, you know, kind of an iconic, you know, anthem song from that period, but let's see how you're going to do it acoustic.
Okay.
So there's some very interesting stuff. 9 of the tracks are newly recorded.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I think the only thing you're missing is getting Dee Snider and Tom Kiefer back out there with you.
Yeah.
Tom Kiefer.
Would love, but Tom's a little tired. He just got done doing a whole big tour.
Tom Kiefer's a blues man. He can't be bothered.
Just throwing something out there. So when does the tour officially kick off?
It kicks off Halloween night, 31st, in Minneapolis at the Myth.
Yeah, and it ends sometime late November, but we're actually trying to instigate some other shows, West Coast, and work our way back to the West.
We're trying to elongate it.
Okay. Any chance you might make it down to the southern half of the United States?
Yeah, I mean, I know we have one Georgia show. I think we have Columbia, Georgia. We got a few Florida dates.
Yeah.
But what we really want to do is get from Florida back to L.A. touring, as opposed to just calling the tour in Florida.
Exactly.
Right.
It started out as an East Coast kind of thing, but we'd like to make it a whole country thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, where we're at in Little Rock is almost right in the middle between Florida and L.A., so I don't see any reason you can't come back through Little Rock.
You know, honest to God, I've never done a bad show in Little Rock.
I hear a lot of bands say that.
Time. I'm sure somebody out there thinks I did a bad show.
That's Little Rock County over there.
Yeah. Oh!
Sweet County, huh?
Speaking of, we had Grand Funk Railroad here last week for a show.
Yeah, oh, right on.
Sweet County was on the front row, too.
Very, very cool.
It was classic. So this new CD that's out, any place I could buy it, if I'm a listener out there, you know, and I'm saying, man, I got to have this. These guys are getting me pumped up. Where can I buy it?
Well, there's metalmania.com.
And I'm sure it'll be available on one of our sites here, but you can also get it at immortal.com or immortalrecords.com.
Okay.
It's in stores, and the ads just came out on the VH1 TV. So it's out and about, and we're going to make it, you know, we're going to shake it up out there and make it more available.
Okay.
Yeah, we just saw the ad here, and I'm impressed with me.
Yeah.
No, it's really cool. I think it's going to be a great tour. It should be a lot of fun. Everybody's going into it, it seems like, with the right attitude of, you know, just have a good time with it.
That's good.
Entertain.
And don't be afraid to get out there and do what got you to where you're at right now anyway.
Exactly.
A lot of bands don't want to go back and go, I don't want to play that old stuff. But, hey, that's what a lot of the fans want. They want to hear you guys.
Yeah, I agree. You know, you it's not healthy to find it.
Yeah,
no.
If you're considered to be classic nowadays, you're consider it a privilege.
It's it is. It's a compliment.
You know, it's like you've survived. You know.
Okay, so a little time for personal hawking here. Either one of you got a personal website you want to throw out there? A little personal promotion.
Sure, you can find out what I do for pleasure at steven-piercy.com or business.topfuelentertainment.com.
Okay,
I'm at janielanemusic.com and I'm all over MySpace.
Okay,
it's just like I work like a day job. It serves multi purposes for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and link both those websites off our site so people can find them a little easier. They won't have to go.
There's going to be a link to metalmania.com on my site too. On my MySpace.
Excellent.
Page.
All right, I'm going to let you guys go. I know you're on a tight schedule, but any last words you want to throw out there?
I like the word ice cream.
Okay.
I like cherry pie.
On a boat. Man, it's going to be a fun tour. We hope people come out to all the shows. If you want to check out tour dates, you can go to metalmania.com or, like I
one
said, my
sites.
Places. Yeah.
All right.
And keep the faith, man. It didn't go anywhere. It's just been shelved for a little bit.
Yeah.
You guys have a great one, and we'll hopefully see you on tour here in Little Rock.
Thank you.
See you, man.
I hope you've enjoyed this trip into the vault, going back to 2005, speaking with Steven Piercy of Rat and Janie Lane of Warrant. Of course, as I said in the beginning, Janie Lane, who is no longer with us, so this was a very special trip into the vault, hearing a voice that is no longer around. I've got quite a few of those type of interviews coming down the road, so be sure to spread the word about this podcast and tell your friends where to find it. Feel free to share it. Next week, we'll be back, and we'll go back into the vault. Again, this is Jeff Allen.